Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online, overheaddooroflittlerock.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Onofarello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
For some reason, it's low, Roger.
We
just had this happen the other day. Keep pushing buttons over there. I can't hear it. My volume. Is your headset fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's
sounds fine over here.
Yours is low? Yeah, I can't. For some reason, mine is super. So juice me up on my headset over there. But hold on. No, that's not it. If what Roger just did work, whatever that did there. Thank you. There you go. That's it. All right. Wow. Well, that's really it. 7:06 on this Wednesday hump day. Glad you're with us. Jim Harris hanging out a little bit longer. Craig O'Neill on the way, the legend. Bill Vickery will be a special Wednesday appearance today. Appreciate that. Glad he can work that out with having to mess on Monday. Do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring Reed and also Joe Nichols later today. Justin Moore will be jumping on with us shortly. It's National Egg Day. How do you like your egg? National Chicken Salad Day and National Taylor's Day. Let's hit a couple of
we don't eat geese in America, do we? You know, it was always a Christmas goose.
Hold on a second.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Speckle belly is the ribeye of the sky, and actually Arkansas has really become a speckle belly a destination for it. Back when I was a kid, I don't even remember us having many speckle bellies. They used to be in Texas and in Louisiana, but their climate and food and everything has shifted their migration into Arkansas substantially. We get 500,000 speckle bellies at one time.
Well, listen, I've never seen so many people mad about this thing over there on the lake, Rog.
Those are Canada geese, and those are probably
Canada,
and they're probably Canada geese that are. I don't know if you call them local, but some Canada geese will just stay here year round. They're happy here.
It sounds like it. Let's go to the phone lines now. Holly Tilly. Hey, Holly, how are you this morning? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Hey, listen, I met Holly at the function, Raj, I was doing for the Pfeiffer camp that did so many. Jim, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pfeiffer.
I'm very familiar with it.
Been around a long, long time. And yeah. I know you guys are doing a fundraiser tonight. Is that right? Or this week? Give us the details on that.
It's actually tomorrow night, David, from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's at our gallery in the Pleasant Ridge Town Center. If you're familiar in West Little Rock where the Belk Department Store is or the Fresh Market, that is the center that houses our gallery. And our gallery is a collective of 20 artist partners that own and operate that space. And what we have done in partnership with the Pfeiffer Camp is to create a very unique opportunity to raise money for the camp for the summer, because our partners, 12 of us, have painted over 18 custom paintings that include images from the camp.
Very cool.
The camp is in West Little Rock off of Ferndale Cutoff. And the scenery there is fantastic. We've been there to paint live. We've used photography from past camper events to create these images. And 100% of the sales of these 18 paintings is going to go back to the camp. So we're really proud of that effort. And we're hoping that the general public might have affinities to the camp. And I know you, David, emceed the big event we did for Pfeiffer a few weeks back, honoring Sanford Gallet, the retiring director. So it is it's a huge opportunity that benefits our entire community in ways that many of us will never see. So
Holly, real
this
quick,
is our first endeavor like this.
Holly, real quick, is this the same gallery where Ned Permy have some of his paintings at this gallery, or am I mistaken there?
Yes, he does, and he has one that he's painted of the camp.
Very nice. Craig,
does he have a Gusty?
It's not a Gusty. He does a good job. Listen, he does a good job. I've seen some of his stuff.
So does Ray Tucker.
Is Ray Tucker doing that too?
I don't know if he's doing that. And a razor painter.
Yeah, well, that's great, Holly. That's really exciting. What's a website folks can find if they're driving the car and they can't remember and they want to look up the gallery? What's a website?
It's artgrouparkansas.com. And if you click on the top right hand of our website, there's a place that's labeled events, and the information about this is listed there.
Awesome. Well, what a great cause, and it's cool that you're helping out, and I'm sure there's some talented artists that have done some great work, and well done. Keep up the good work. Hope it's a great event tomorrow night.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, y'all have a big day.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Holly Tilly.
Got me smiling.
I just want to sing that.
Holly Tilly.
Holly Tilly.
Holly Tilly.
Holly Tilly Lace.
You guys know each other, Craig, Jim Harris? I'm sure you do.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I know you do. I don't know if you guys get a chance to see each other. By the way, we hadn't mentioned it. You know, Trey Reed is normally here on Wednesday. He's a Pine Bluff guy, and you've got a Pine Bluff, obviously, history, did you?
Yeah, I mean.
You've got a Pine Bluff history?
I am Pine Bluff.
You are Pine Bluff.
I am walking Pine Bluff.
Got to give credit, to Jeff Gross, our buddy. And does such an amazing job with the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame. Craig, listen, I've emceed a lot of events.
Oh, my gosh.
But the first class of the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame had how many?
100? 71.
Had 71 inductees.
Like that.
71.
Well, they had to go ahead and
Then all these teams.
Yeah, Jeff has a passion. So good, yeah. God bless him for him believing. Well, and there's so much great talent that comes out of Pine
Bluff. There was 100 years and nothing had been done. It's like you got to get some of these folks in.
They had a dinner with 171 inductees.
We had 30 this past year.
But here's the deal.
There's so many.
Some of them, and some are gone.
Some are going. Monty Coleman was inducted last year.
And
how about that?
And he passed away this year.
I've learned, I don't know about you, Roger, we've talked about this. Better to, now, if you can honor somebody while they're alive with their family and all that, do it as opposed to waiting.
That's
a
great point.
It's like build that statue to Nolan, man.
You're absolutely right. So let me go ahead and throw that out there to Hot Springs right now. Do something now. It's not for me. It's for my family and all that. Speaking of which, two of my grandsons are in the car. James Royce Hale and Oliver Griffith Hale. Good morning, boys. Pop loves you.
That's what Grandpa does.
Listen, when I see that they're out there, I mean, stop.
Hey, you need a good book?
Craig O'Neill's going to come to put a statue in Hot Springs for me. It's not going to be a big one, for my grandkids, Craig.
Let's welcome Craig.
That'll be on the plate at the bottom of the statue.
The world's shortest statue.
I don't know
why. In Hot Springs.
That'll be the last thing Harrison does.
Now we're talking.
So we're going to visit with Steve Harrison here shortly, too, Craig. We're going to be racing in the bathtub race this Saturday, which is a great event. Been going on since over 20 years now, and you actually get in a bathtub full of water. Roger's going to be in it. It's the Bath Fitter.
And I'm just going to be wearing the jersey for Bath Fitters. Nothing else, Jim. I'm not going to put
it. You got to push it 100 yards, 150 yards. I mean, it is a...
Steve was in Pine Bluff before he went to...
I forgot about that.
And I mean, he was fantastic.
He does an amazing
job.
Yeah, he gets it. He's very smart, savvy.
Pine Bluff, the convention center at Pine Bluff had some fantastic events, and things were going good. There's a lot of things. Well, we could spend a whole...
Sure.
A whole Harrison week on... was in Jefferson County.
Yeah, how about that? But I'll tell you, what he's done in Hot Springs, he's raised the bar. I don't envy his successor, who will meet Roger Saturday. He's done an amazing job. Everything that he does, he does a good job. Let's go ahead and welcome him, Cam Raj.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Ree.
LaShonda Ree, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Yeah! There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Legend.
Congratulations to Pepita Meets Babita, the winning children's book in the Diamond Book Award. Voted on by close to 40,000 children in public schools between the ages of K and third grade. Pepita Meets Babita.
Pepita Meets Babita.
Yes.
Good Lord. Ready, break.
This is third grade, is that right? Is it third grade?
K through third. They all vote.
Sounds like pumpkin seed meets beer.
It's actually
what is that?
The puppy meets the new baby. The puppy has been the loved one in the home until the baby arrives, and then Pepita doesn't get the attention it's used to getting. So therein lies the tale.
Pepita.
Jim, it's amazing. You got a guy like Craig, Hall of Fame guy, could be in any market in America or the world and be a Hall of Famer.
If he didn't have a restraining
order. He's so passionate about reading to kids, and I always say this, I'm not doing it. Roger's not doing it.
But I got to watch that geese.
Thank God that there are people like Craig who have a passion for this kind of stuff.
But he's not.
He's not going to do it. He's doing trivia. He's king of all trivia. He's the trivia host of the year.
Yeah, but he could do it.
We would do it.
Pepita
meets Bonita.
I want to mention, too.
The Goose of Lake Hamilton.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
So if you just joined the show, we mentioned earlier, you know, you had the Stanley Cup start last night. Vegas wins that one, so they're 1-0. You got the NBA championship starts tonight. San Antonio, New York. Roger and I I don't know about Christian, but we're rooting for the Knicks just because they hadn't won since 1973.
I am, too.
I think most of America probably would love to see the Knicks finally. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Also, we found out when the Trojans are going to be playing. They're going to be playing at 4 o'clock on Friday down at Troy. You can actually follow the game here, not on 103.7 The Buzz, but 106.7, our sister station. So we've carried, I think, 12 games this year. So root for Chris Curry and that group.
Absolutely.
Listen, I know, J.R. Runnels, who is Justin Moore's handler, if you will. He's a Troy graduate, and they are super excited. You know, they've never hosted before.
For sure.
Stadium only seats 2,500. When I was playing ball in high school in Panama City, we had a lot of my teammates got scholarships to play back then at Troy State. And so they've got a very good athletic program. But they're beatable. Listen, ULR is two wins away from going to the College World Series.
Think about it.
I mean, they're right now, they're in the top 16. So the season's over, they can say the final poll, we're in the top 16.
Well, think about last year. They were the last team to beat LSU.
Yeah.
It
had them on the ropes. Had them on the ropes last game. You know, they really did.
LSU went the rest of the way, you know, unscathed.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Chris Curry. And also, too, I was reminding everybody, I mentioned Bill Vickery coming up a little bit later today. We normally have him on Monday. Tomorrow, I think we're going to get Coach Cal. Coach Cal has all of his camps down here in Central Arkansas. Talking to Riley Hall yesterday, and I think we may get a call from him. I always like getting him on when we have Joe. I told him, because Joe, played for him for a very, very short period of time. What did he go down there? He introduced himself. Hi, I'm Joe Klein. To Cal at the time. Anyway, they've got a great relationship.
Story.
Also, you've got College World Series women tonight, Craig. We were talking about how this thing has gone way too long. Texas Tech and Texas are playing the best of three. This thing's been going on. Listen, I was in Europe last week, and it just started.
Didn't it start last Thursday? Women's College World Series, I believe, started last Thursday.
Yeah, still. Let's play one game.
It's the strangest thing. It's that they had double elimination kind of to start, and then you reach a level of the tournament, then it becomes double elimination again.
No, I think it should go double, then single, and then you get to the championship game. It should be best out of three.
Well, but then... Now they've started over again.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter how many you lost.
Can't keep up.
Now you're double elimination again. It's just...
When the Hogs drop, I lose it.
Yeah,
they went out with a whimper.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little bit different. We create relationships with, because we do a show that's about sports, and so we've been able to get to know Chris.
That's what it is.
And listen, let me tell you, if UCA, Craig, if UCA is making a run, or hey, how about Harding? You don't think we were behind Harding when they were going? Yeah. You dang straight we are. And so, I'm Razorback Red. I played for the Hogs. And so I still can root for other schools in Arkansas.
Because not everybody can be a Razorback. Not every, you know, and there's a lot of great schools, you know.
Not but one. Well, and that's the truth. I mean, because our relationships with some of the other coaches, some of the other teams, you root for them. I mean, it's, you know, it's like when somebody says, you know, don't go to that store because it's not locally owned. Well, the folks that work in there are local. You want to support them, don't you?
Right.
Same thing with these colleges. And all.
Proud of them.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. Today's National Egg Day. Jim and Craig, how do you like your eggs when you order them?
I'm an omelet guy.
Okay, so you like them as an omelet?
I'm an omelet guy.
What about you, Jim?
Scrambled.
You know what? When we were in Mexico, and I used the language of the people, at one of the buffets, you can get your omelets made.
Yeah.
And I asked for egg white, but I think she dipped in the ladle in the same bucket that the other eggs are in.
But it
looked white.
What do you put on your eggs if you were going to get just scrambled and you put any picante sauce or ketchup?
Yeah, it'll be different on a different day, but
that's
throwing in Tony Chashery. For some days, hot sauce.
You're talking to a master chef over
Listen,
here.
Listen,
I love cheese.
I love the egg.
I go
to Waffle House and when I walk in there, they go, you want your five scrambled egg whites? Five or six today.
I got nothing against poached egg or fried egg.
Hey, do you remember when the poached egg came out back in the 70s? I remember my mom had the poacher. Look at this technology.
The Rumpelpia thing?
Well, the technology, look at this poached thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the little steam was coming up. But then you know what we could do? We could actually punch up the Cinco de microwave.
What?
You can actually warm something up quickly.
That's from Area 51.
That was something.
I know. It was big. Okay. It's also national.
What about this? Let me tie everything in. What about a goose egg? You see what I did there? Goose.
No.
Okay.
It's also National Chicken Salad Day.
Nobody gets me anymore.
We were saying that.
Which, of course, the egg then becomes the chicken, and then we make chicken salad.
Right.
661-1037.
Joe Harding.
661-1037.
I just can't keep up with the conversation.
Hey, there was a place. Right. David, I don't know if you ever got to try it, but in Oxford, there was a filling station there, and they had everybody before going to the Grove would go and get this big old gallon of chicken salad. And that filling station would have these gallons of chicken salad to sell on game day for the Rebels. And, I mean, it became just a thing. And I know the fella that bought the rights to it.
Oh.
And he turned it into a business for a while. I don't ever know whatever happened to that. If any old Miss fans are listening in, if y'all remember this filling station that had this chicken salad. What? It was the thing to have at the Grove.
What made you think of that?
We're talking about chicken salad.
Oh, okay. Today's National Chicken Salad Day.
It is probably the best chicken salad I think I ever had.
Go Harding.
Really
wanted to ask you guys real quick, and Christian is with us today, of course, our producer. He's going with the biblical look today. Hair down. We're doing pictures. It's like annual day. We're doing our pictures here at the Buzz. And I was looking. You will know this better than anybody. Did you see the new shoe deal that Steph Curry is doing?
Yes.
And by the way, Steph Curry is coming to Little Rock with Moses Moody in a few weeks.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
July?
We're going to be involved. The Buzz is going to be involved with that.
I want to meet
him. Yeah. Listen,
somebody is going to be the lucky team to get the biggest sponsor.
It will be somebody's paying a lot of money.
Steph Curry to be on their team.
As a tribute, I'm going to chew on my mouthpiece.
Yeah, but anyway, they may be, of course, he's brought in last year, Christian, who did he bring in? What's his name?
Draymond
Green, and before that, I think he was one other they brought in.
Clay.
Yeah, and so anyway, he's doing some really neat
things. All of the big three.
He's doing really some cool things in the community, and that'll be a big weekend. We'll have some announcement about that.
Moses came in for our kids' read.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good young man.
Way to go.
I met his parents. His parents are super nice. Remind me of, you know, all the athletes we've had in Arkansas.
You know who coached him when he was like 9 years old at Boys Club?
Who's that? No, Jim Harris? Stop it.
And John Howe.
John Howe,
Jim Harris.
No wonder you were so, when you piped up there in a hurry when I said,
he's eligible now for the Pine Bluff Hall of Fame.
That was here at the Bennett Boys Club.
Well,
Christian, did you see this? So yesterday I threw a trivia question about the number one overall pick back in 1987. It was Ken Griffey Jr. And somebody said something about apparently his shoes or whatever kind of tennis shoes he was wearing. Kids were really wearing those last year.
Right.
Somebody texted said, by the way, those are making a comeback. The King Griffey Jr. shoe. Oh. Well, did you see Steph Curry's new deal?
Yeah, with China.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so it's a Chinese company. It's called Li-Ning.
Li-Ning, yeah.
Li-Ning. So $400 million, and apparently he wore the Li-Ning shoes that Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a Li-Wing shoe is if it bit me, if it walked in front of me.
From China, it's probably made for like $4 that he's going to sell them $400.
Have you seen the shoe, the Christian?
I mean, I remember when Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler were wearing.
What is the emblem on the side? Like Nike got the swoosh. What is the Li-Ning logo?
I like your dialogue.
I don't know how to describe.
Here's the deal. He was talking because he went to London. He was talking with that accent. I went to Mexico. I was talking with it. And now we get into our Pacific Rim language.
Li-Ning.
There's like a couple of stripes, pretty much.
It's just a couple of stripes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Craig and Jim, what was your shoe of choice?
They didn't have many back
Well,
then.
You didn't have a lot of choices, but your favorite, as you grew up and even as a young adult, Was it Adidas? Was it what was the
Converse?
Converse in high school, but then it shifted
that was the tennis
to
shoe.
K-Swiss for a while. Y'all remember K-Swiss?
K-Swiss. Yeah.
I remember a shoe called Track, T-R-A-C. There was a white pair and a black pair, and Mama bought them at Safeway. That's where we got. When Safeway started sales, and listen, I would take those shoestrings out every night because my brothers would tell me how to do it. And you put them in bleach and you wipe them.
Look at
white.
Little Raji,
dude. I could run real fast in them things. Toe was up. I think it was they weren't.
What is the other name with it? With the Converse, what's the name?
Chuck Martin.
Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Martin.
Chuck Taylor. What about you, Craig? Did you have a shoe? Did you go Nike?
Kids,
okay. It is what it is.
Well, you know what?
Christian, what are you? What's your 20? How are you, Christian? I'm sorry. You're
29.
29. What's your shoe of choice right now? Growing up, what was your shoe of choice? Were you Li-Ning?
Jordans.
Okay, Jordans. Okay, listen, Jordan's still making what? $500 million a year?
I think Danny Joe, look at this.
Off me.
Look at this.
Look at you.
He's making $500 million off me. Also,
those are great looking shoes.
Look at you, Craig. Look at you doing that.
I also have.
Knock you out.
A pair of Jordans on.
Yeah, oh, you have a pair of. Listen, that goes to show. What do you have?
On cloud.
Listen, they both are wearing. He's still making money.
Yeah.
He's still making money, Jordan is. I mean, billions off of his shoe deal.
He's got to be the most.
There's not even
any. The richest
he's gotta be.
Athlete.
Probably is.
Danny Joe Crawford has every Jordan ever.
Yeah, there's all these different colors and combos. If you know tennis, you're like, oh my gosh, it's one of these.
Colorways.
I say, who else does? Justin Moore. Remember, Roger, we've been in his Justin Moore. He's a big shoe guy.
He's a collector, sure.
Also, did you see the story today about going Barry Foster? Speaking of the Hall of Fame, he's going to the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
Great.
Roger, he was talking about, he played in the flex bone with Quinn Grovey, and Quinn was just saying he was my guy. He was a fullback. You had James Rouse behind him, and I can't remember the other tailback.
Joe Johnson.
No, it wasn't Joe. It was somebody else, at least in the article today. But anyway, they were just talking about he had 660 yards. He led the team with 660 yards and 8 touchdowns as a sophomore in 88. And that was the year that they go down to Miami.
Oh, what a run.
And he goes 80 yards. And I think he only had about 20 yards the rest of the game. But apparently Miami had not given up a touchdown, according to this article, the whole year until Arkansas. They would have been undefeated. They'd have been playing for national
championship. Did he split time, too, with Juju?
It didn't say. I've seen pictures of him, but I don't think Juju got much playing time ahead of Foster, I don't think. But here was the thing that was crazy. I forget. He goes to the Steelers. And sets a franchise record they still have, like 1,600 yards. Roger, he was only 23 yards behind Emmitt Smith of being the leader, the NFL rushing leader of the whole league.
So Foster?
Foster.
But you know what? You know what I remember him more from?
What's that? That he dropped the kickoff return.
Not getting a kick? Not getting a kick.
He let it bounce. But yeah, he had 1,690 yards.
Unreal.
It still stands for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Way to go.
And that year, 23 yards shy of Emmitt Smith in Dallas for the NFL's rushing crown. So, and we had him at the touchdown club. He's still, remember how physical he was? He admitted, he said, I was stocky. I was built for that offense.
He was.
Yeah, you better make sure and read. You better cover that fullback on the read. Because if not, he'll something just like he did against Miami, right up the gut on you.
Oh,
so,
man, it was a run.
Anyway, and he was a good guy, too. I think he coached and teached. I don't know if he's still doing that now. But anyway, congratulations to him going into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
About that Miami game, if you watch that on YouTube, Arkansas-Miami, Quinn Grovey is a man possessed. They could not. One person could not tackle Quinn Grovey.
We forget how good he was.
Yeah, he was so physical.
We always talk about now all these quarterbacks with 5,000-6,000 yards and all that. Quinn Grovey, man, he was a dual threat quarterback.
Phenomenal.
Well, the 88 and the 89 team was a little different, but those were two fantastic teams.
Especially that 89 offense was woof. They were
Jack 10 Crow. Win teams. I know everybody wants to go, well, they weren't in the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
I'm sorry. Those teams were as good as anything we've had.
Listen, toe-to-toe with Miami, and that's the national championship. I mean, that was for the playing in the national championship.
Interception.
Yeah, Steve Atwater, he's got a gold jacket now in the NFL Hall of Fame. All right, do not go away. We're glad you're with us. Jim, hey, listen, we'll let you run on. Thanks so much for coming in here. And
thank you, Jim.
And also, you'll be back next week.
I will.
And you'll have the goose poop
have the goose poop scoop.
I will bring the goose poop.
The goose poop scoop.
All right. Craig O'Neill's here with us. We'll visit with Steve Arison, Bill Vickery coming up, Joe Nichols, and more. We're glad you're with us. 7:30.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball last night, the Braves got their 41st win of the season by beating the Blue Jays 4-3. They're the only team with 40-plus wins thus far. Sticking in the NL East, the Phillies beat the Padres 3-2 as Bryce Harper hit his 377th home run of his career. Philadelphia is 29-18 in games not against the Braves and Cubs this year, so they're 2-11 in those matchups, good for a 31-29 record on the season. The Brewers beat the Giants 8-3 as Kyle Harrison went 5 2/3 with 12 strikeouts, allowing just one earned run. On the season, he's 7-1 with the 1.57 ERA. Milwaukee as a staff has the second lowest ERA at 3.15, behind the Dodgers, who are at 3.1. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Corpus Christi Hooks last night 9-8. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm today with a high of 84 degrees, but thankfully the humidity is lower. It'll be partly cloudy. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 83, plus about a 20% chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Wednesday in the Zone. Justin Akre and Phil Elson are back in studio. We'll still talk some postseason baseball, but we're also going to catch up with Joe Klein in studio with some Corky's Barbecue. We'll catch up with college football analyst Michael Felder, and we'll get you ready for the summer heat with Ron Humphrey from Middleton Heat and Air. Plus, of course, the Entertainment Report with Bell and Swart. And birthday trivia from Brewskies, where you have a chance to win tickets to see 38 Special in Kansas at Simmons Bank Arena. All happening in the Wednesday edition of The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Let's be honest. Guys love free food and free stuff. That's why Arkansas Urology is inviting you to the grand reopening of the new AU Men's Health Clinic on Friday, June 5th from 11 to 1 at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. Come enjoy free hamburgers, hot dogs, or chicken strip baskets, free men's health screenings, and free Arkansas Urology t-shirts for the first men there. No pressure, no long speeches, just food, fun, and taking care of your health. Call 501-219-8900, Arkansas Urology. Stop by and check us out.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, Craig O'Neill was asking what was I doing in Amsterdam?
What were you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Celebrating the Razorback softball team going to the World Series.
How about that?
The game started at 12 in Amsterdam. It finished at 2. I was out.
Craig O'Neill was asking what was I doing in Amsterdam? What were you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Celebrating the Razorback softball team going.
That's weird.
What's happening?
Go ahead.
Ooh.
There I do not know what's
time
happening.
Warp. Anyway, I had a great time over there. You said you spent time not in Amsterdam, but in London.
In London.
Yeah. London. Can you do a London accent?
Oh, I used to. When I came back.
I'm going to try to find the cab driver singing Jimmy Driftwood, Arkansas. I had a 70-year-old cab driver. He said, well, you're from Arkansas? You know Jimmy Driftwood. So he punches up. I'm like, wow. You come all this way, and you find a cab driver who knows, you know, Jimmy Driftwood in the Arkansas. He starts singing. I'll try to get that to Christian. Let him.
We have the song.
Yeah, I was just talking. I want to get the video.
You have
him.
The video of him.
Of him actually singing.
Oh, I dig it.
Craig O'Neill is here. Brought to you by Genesis of Conway. We appreciate them
Genesis
sponsoring Craig. You look great in your shirt, and we want to say thanks to Steve Qualls Design Lab, and I also our NASCAR correspondent. We're going to a NASCAR race here in a few weeks. Yeah. We're excited about that. Yeah. But it looks good on you, Craig.
It does. Along with those Jordans.
Do you know Steve Arison, Craig?
Heck yeah.
I thought you did. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Steve Arison, good morning. How are you? Uh-oh.
Hey, good morning.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Bop, bop, bop.
Long about a Saturday night.
You did what, Craig?
I got Steve's job.
Is that right, Steve, that you order to Craig O'Neill?
Hey,
he'll say no, but
mistake, Craig O'Neill's involved with.
Well, Jim Harris was speaking very highly of you. I forgot that you were in Pine Bluff as part of your career.
Yeah, I was at the Pine Bluff Convention Center and at the old Holiday Inn there before they tore it down.
Yeah, and how many years now at Hot Springs? Obviously, you've got only got a...
I've been here 28 years.
Man.
And this is the 20th running of the Tubbs.
This is the 28th running of the Tubbs?
It's the 20 years
ago. I saw it was 2006. I thought I saw that in the article yesterday. Yeah, we're excited, Steve. Roger, of course, you know, when Roger comes back to his hometown, it's always a big deal. But Bathfitter.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thanks for noticing.
Bathfitter, our good friends Bathfitter, who have been here in Arkansas for 15 years, and I've done endorsements for them for a long time. Roger's got him a new shower because of Bathfitter. They're coming all the way in from South Carolina, Steve. They're driving in their tub. It's like a NASCAR. They're driving in their tub this week to Hot Springs, and we're going to be competing in Saturday's competition. And for those that don't know, Roger and I have actually done it before. Does this really happen? Explain to people the concept and why this thing was started in the first place.
Well, yeah, it was started 20 years ago. There were about five or six downtown merchants would always have breakfast at a place called Granny's, and one of them was a guy named Stuart Pennington, who owned the old Oaklawn menswear store on Central Avenue. And he always wanted to have bathtub races, and nobody paid any attention to him. Fortunately, Stuart passed away, and everybody said, we need to do something to honor Stuart. And everybody said, well, let's do bathtub races. And at the same time, we're honoring the, you know, the bathing tradition, the eight bathhouses. And right. back in, what, 1947, you're a big history guy, yeah. Baz. A million baths were given in Hot Springs in 1947. Wow. A million people hit a bathtub wow. here and took a bath.
Wow. Hey,
so we closed off Central World. Avenue from, yeah, right outside the Arlington down to the end of Bathhouse Row, and we had bathtub races. And it's just a lot of fun. And a judge just handed me a note and said, Roger has to wear pants.
He has to wear pants. Well, glad you made that clear.
I didn't see it in the rules, so I want to make sure.
So how far is that? Is it 150 yards or somewhere around there distance if you did it by yards?
I think so. I'm really not sure, Baz. I mean, people think it's not that hard, but if you get out there and walk it, it's a long walk, let alone a push of a heavy bathtub.
I think I might have overcommitted. I'm one of the four pushers for Roger with the bathtub guys.
I took a... Ozempic shot last night just to go ahead and start dropping a little bit of weight so we can make this happen.
And here's the thing, Steve, if something happens, as you go, Craig, you're putting things in the tub, and if you mess up, you have to stop and run around the tub, right, Steve? There are all these rules, right, that if that happens, you've got to stop.
Yeah, there's four obstacles that you have to stop at, and the judges will have you do jumping jacks, have you sing, have you dance. One year they had them do hula hoops.
Well, let me tell you, so the bath fitter folks are so excited. I mean, this is right up their alley. I mean, they have been working on this tub like NASCAR, finding all the draft things, Craig, to make sure the wind drafts correctly and all these things. And
it's aerodynamic. What do you call that thing on the very back?
The drafting.
Because they're going to be going so fast.
A spoiler?
To bring it down, you've got to keep it on the ground.
You know, the other part of this, anyway, they're so excited, too, Steve, to be able to come in and take in this tradition. And it is. There's not another place, and I'm so glad that Hot Springs kept a few of these bathhouses. How many do you have there that are functional? One of them is only one that's truly a bathhouse left, but how many of the houses are functional that were former bathhouses?
Well, now we have eight bathhouses, and they're renovating the last one right now. But two of them, the Buckstaff, is still an operating bathhouse, and right next to it is the Quapaw, which is a very nice bathhouse. So two of them are still operating as bathhouses. The Superior, you know, is operating, making beer out of the thermal water. So, yeah, Bathhouse Row is back, and this is an exciting event this weekend.
For those that don't know, Craig, Hot Springs was Vegas before there was Vegas. Everybody in the world, the Fighters, the Babe Ruth, baseball was there. They came because of the Hot Springs, and I just was in Bath, England, you know, last week.
You were in Bath.
And, you know, the Romans discovered the spring there, Craig, and they realized, hey, that's where we need to get in this hot water. 2,000 years ago, they were doing it. And so, of course, you know, now even the Brits are smart enough to know we need to take advantage.
Do they have bathhouse or do they have bathtub races in Bath?
No, they do not
in
Bath.
They should.
They should.
And making an international event.
Do it all in Roman
the
gear.
The winner of the Bath race to face the Hot Springs race.
Yes.
Oh, my Sister gosh. City.
Yeah, there's more. We do this more than one time, right, Steve? It's a couple. Is it more than one race or do we do it? I was thinking that we did it twice.
Yeah, you know, there's qualifiers. This year we have 26 teams. And I think you guys are in the modified division. We have a traditional division, which is the old cast iron tubs, which it's amazing how many of those are still around. So there's eight teams in traditional, and then there's 17 teams in the modified division, which is where your team will be, which is a tough division because the Hot Springs Fire Department's in there, the Hot Springs Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, all those guys who are in really tough shape are in that division.
I know.
So
I'm going to
get Roger,
it's pretty competitive.
You can look back and you can see me sprawled out on the asphalt.
Steve, let me ask you, there are no wild geese running around Bathhouse Road. We don't want an incident.
Well, the great thing is that you've got our friends from Bathfitter that are coming over there. They're going to learn a little bit about our culture and Hot Springs.
They're coming in separate vehicles, like the president and vice president. They have to come in separate vehicles because somebody has to be here in case there's an accident.
They're staying on Lake Hamilton, so they're going to get the whole.
Cool.
Yeah, Craig, there are hundreds and thousands of people up and down the street. Used to be, they've outlawed it. You used to have people with water balloons, and they would throw it. And Steve, I mean, I'm telling you, they would hurt, man. It would pop these little 12-year-old kids up there, beating
really
us up.
We talked about that a lot. Steve, did that really happen? I did it once with my sister Tammy, and I don't know the group. What was the deal behind the balloons, and then when did that stop?
Yeah, we banned them. I mean, I was hit in the head with one year, and it didn't break. And have you ever been hit with one of those?
It is.
Sort of slams off your head. It was It was scary.
Hey, kid!
They can bring water guns.
Stop it. Stop this tub right now.
So now they can bring water guns, though?
Yeah, they can bring water guns. They have bathtubs full of water and hoses, and they splash everybody who goes up and down. It's racing. And it's sort of part of the race. So
it is. Everything's
a free event,
yeah.
Downtown Hot Springs.
And the fire department has one of the trucks out there, and they get their big hose, and they'll spray down the street a little bit, too, so this wets, too.
Well, you better get some new shoes.
Yeah. It's a great event, and I know you help raise the bar on this thing like you do everything, the world's shortest parade as well. So this will be your last one. You're at the starter, too, right, Steve? You start the race?
Yeah, I'm up with the starter where the fire department fills up the tubs and everything. And, you know, everything will start with the parade of tubs is 9 on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. The races parade start at 9:20, and then usually the awards, it's over by 11 a.m. So it's a lot of fun. We judge the tubs the night before, so hopefully your out-of-town team will be here.
No, they are. They are. They've been working on this. This is a big team building.
They're listening right now.
Yeah, they're all listening over in South Carolina.
Now they need to enter all the divisions next year.
Yeah, they go, we're Bathfitter. We got to be in this thing.
What do you win?
Yeah, what do you win?
Is it money or
pride?
You win the highest prize in tub racing, which is the Pennington Cup.
The Pennington Cup.
A huge trophy. They'll have to have another car to get it back to North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I forgot now. The fire department puts with their big hose, they put the water in every tub.
Is there a chance we can get
the waters in? We'll judge the tubs Friday at 6 o'clock at night, a free judging where all the tubs will be on display. The judges will go around and give points and do this type of stuff, and then it all start Saturday morning, and we'll get going at 9 a.m. and then 9:20 are the races.
There is bribing, right? Bribing the judges is allowed.
Is there an opportunity for us to talk to the judges beforehand?
There's cash bribes. They bring cakes. I mean, here at our offices, we've had two teams come over already bringing things for the judges.
Matt Barrett, we know Matt Barrett's one of the judges.
We're going to do a little research.
Matt takes this real serious.
I know.
He's serious about these races.
I know. Let's, Roger, we've got to make sure we get we have what we need to bribe the judges.
Can I ask Steve real quick about another? This is off the subject a little bit. Do you mind if I ask him a question to clarify or verify a rumor or a myth about Steve Aronson?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it true, Steve, that when to maintain the Al Capone legend in Hot Springs, that you took a brand new safe, tied it to the back of a truck with a big rope, and drug the safe through the streets of Hot Springs so it would make it look like it was an old antique safe, and then you pass it off as Capone's true safe? Is that a true story?
It's a true story, but why we did it was Garrison Keillor had his radio show that was live. And they had a competition for cities who wanted the show to come, so we acted like an old safe we found in the Arlington Hotel.
Brilliant.
We did all that to it, and then we didn't say anything, and we shipped it to Garrison's offices in Minnesota. And they got this safe, and they didn't even have the combination. So the next day, we sent them a FedEx package with the combination. And then when they opened it up, it had Mountain Valley Water in there. It had notes from Al Capone. It had
notes from Al Capone. It's brilliant.
This is
We asked ourselves, what would Craig O'Neill put in that safe? And then we basically did that, and then Garrison came here and did his show.
Wow, it worked.
And I was there, and it was a brilliant show.
How about that? Well done, Steve Aronson. Well, is this your last official function, high-profile function, as the director of Hot Springs?
No, I think my last one will be Hot Springs Baseball Weekend in August when we bring in all the legendary baseball players, Jim Morris.
Yeah.
Al will be here. If you saw Al, he ripped his shirt off
at
the Cardinals game the other night.
I saw that. Yeah, he's still in good shape. Yeah, you do a great job with that, too. Well, listen, man, we look forward to seeing you Friday night and Saturday morning. We're going to have a blast. Congrats on your Hall of Fame career. And smell the roses these last few events you have. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
And thanks for jumping on with us, Steve.
Thanks,
you're
Steve.
The best, man.
Splish, splash.
We lost him. That's it. He didn't even say bye. I'm out.
He didn't need to waste time saying bye.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back more with Craig O'Neill. Don't go away. 7:45. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Molly was even there to a willow.
Splish, splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah. I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a groove, splishing and a splashing,
Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Floyd Seafood, Keel Avenue, Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. It's the last week for live crawfish. Order by 2 o'clock Thursday for your weekend. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 o'clock Thursday.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Getting older is part of life, y'all. Feeling exhausted all the time? Doesn't have to be, man. Look, if your energy's down, your sex drive isn't what it used to be, your workouts feel harder, your focus is off, maybe you just don't feel like yourself anymore, it may be time to head on down to Low T Center. Truth is, 25% of men over 40 have low testosterone. For many men out there, the symptoms happen so gradually that you may not even notice it. You assume it's stress, work, lack of sleep, or just part of aging. Reality is, it's probably low testosterone. Low T Center is the answer. At Low T Center, they know that we're all wired different. So they use lab work, symptoms, health history, and personal goals to create treatment plans that are tailored to each patient specifically. TRT can boost your energy, your focus, libido, body composition, mood, overall quality of life. You don't have to settle for feeling less than your best. Low T Center works with most major insurances and offers a free testosterone test for men who want the answers. Visit FixMyLowT.com to book your appointment today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live. Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, 7:54, Craig O'Neill's with us. I do want to thank Genesis of Conway, loving all your ads
sure do.
And billboards, and I mean, you're everywhere. They love.
I got the best billboard in Conway.
Yeah, you're doing billboards, you're doing TV, you're doing radio for them.
I'm enjoying that. They're keeping the career going.
Yeah. Well, you do a good
resuscitating.
Job.
Resuscitating.
And we heard from
life support.
We heard from Tommy this week when we were over at Fletcher Dodge on Monday. Good to hear from him. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, he's doing a podcast one time a week, and so that's good for him. You know, that's about all he needs to fool with, and he can enjoy doing that. And we get you in here, and
Tommy, what do you?
I'm gonna be
say
on Channel
that?
4 tomorrow.
What you doing, Channel 4?
We're gonna talk about. Actually, not tomorrow. They tape Nicole Neidman tapes her show, and then she plays it back the next day.
Gotcha.
So I'm taping tomorrow, but it'll be on Friday afternoon, and we're letting you know who the Diamond Book nominees are in the schools
Diamond
this coming
Book.
Year.
Okay.
And there are going to be 15 of them. So
the vote you talked about, 40,000, was that just in Arkansas or was that regionally?
That's just in Arkansas.
Wow, 40,000 votes.
Oh, over 100,000 kids at least read one of the stories.
God bless you.
How about that? Well,
we need to write a book about Roger. What would we call it? Roger's Hair.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, Roger's Hair.
It should be a pop-up book.
Yeah. Remember the pop-up book?
I think it'd be Benito, and Roger.
Roger Scott, tub jockey.
Like, you better watch it. You get Craig, Craig, that sounds nasty.
It does,
We only got a couple of minutes, but I know you're in Arkansas State, Greg. We've had this topic about the fact that, you know, we're excited for the Trojans of Little Rock.
Sure.
And, you know, even though we're a Razorback-dominated state, that we can still choose to root for other schools, too.
It's America still.
Yeah. Oh, this past weekend, it was a consolation. After the Razorbacks bombed out against a very good Kansas team, there's Little Rock, and they're listed as Little Rock.
Yeah, it is. Listen, I
want to put the U in it every time I talk about them, but
they represent our state, and, you know, anybody who represents our state,
fluke, baby.
Yeah, listen, they are two games away from going to the College World Series. This is the team that, you know, that probably the odds were so far against them even getting to a regional.
Really?
You know, they had to win their conference again, the conference tournament, you know, which is, you know.
How many in a row have they won now?
8 in a row, I think. And then their last 2 years of tournament play, 2 years are like 16-3 or 17-3. It's really been a fun ride. We had fun with, we got to get Ella McDowell on this week for the Razorback third baseman.
All right,
she's coming back. And we got to get Camden Koshel. We had fun with him. You know, he's finishing up. Yeah,
he's getting married. He's got to get a job.
I heard Acri say a few weeks back or whatever, he's got the best jawline in baseball. You know, he's got that square jaw, you know, and he's got those, you know, linebacker legs.
Yeah.
And just a good kid. So we've been really fortunate. Five years of doing NIL calls have really been, and thanks to great sponsors, we couldn't do it without them. But Craig, as always, man. You're the best.
Thank you. All right. Yep. You all, we're reading again to schools this coming fall. We're going to bring it back on a limited basis, but we're back.
If folks want to find you, should go to Facebook if they want to track you down.
Yeah, go to Facebook at Craig O'Neill TV.
Give Jane our best. Have a great
that's
week.
That's her name, Jane.
Yeah, shut up. Bill Vickery has to follow the footsteps of Craig O'Neill today.
He's right now.
He doesn't know what to do. He's got to follow Craig O'Neill, but Bill's going to try his best.
He looks like a CIA operative.
All right, don't go away. It's 8 o'clock.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking.